快乐要介绍今天晚上我们的讲员。
I believe he's no stranger to most of us.
我相信对我们很多人来说，他不是陌生的。
If you were at the retreat last year and you remember Dr. Manoia was one of the speakers.
如果你们在去年秋天的时候有参加秋令会，你会记得罗孟亚博士，他也是我们当时的讲员之一。
And his messages were so inspiring, so we decided to invite him to come back to speak to us.
他的信息使我们很得帮助，所以我们决定再邀请他来。
Brother Manoia is a professor at Asbury Seminary in Wilmore, Kentucky.
我们的弟兄是在 Kentucky 一个神学院里面教书的。
And he was the general secretary of the Free Methodist Church.
他曾经担任美英美会的那个宣道的那个。
And he visited many countries.
他也曾经去过许多的国家。
And he visited Taiwan twice.
包括两次到过台湾。
And he was a missionary to Brazil.
他已经曾经到巴西做宣道士。
And he speaks Portuguese fluently.
他也讲葡萄牙文。
He is an Italian by descent.
他是意大利的后裔。
And he had a godly mother.
他自己有一个很敬虔的母亲。
And we heard all these at the retreat.
上一次我们在退休会的，我们都听到这些事。
And today he's going to be preached to us.
今天晚上他要再跟我们传信息。
Also, Mrs. Manoia is also here with us.
孟罗亚太太也在我们当中。
And we're really looking forward to the fellowship and the word of God from my brother.
我们等候神借着我们的弟兄把他的话语赐给我们。
So I'm going to give the rest of the time to our brother, Dr. James Manoia.
Muito obrigado. Para mim é grande prazer estar aqui esta noite. Now you know how I feel.
那现在你就知道我的感受是怎么样。
Even she can't interpret for me.
是啊，这个翻译的人还不能翻译。
As I sat here this evening,
今天晚上我坐在这里的时候，
I felt like an illiterate.
我就觉得好像我完全是不懂，什么都不懂。
Do you realize that America has probably the largest rate of illiteracy of most countries, at least a greater illiteracy rate than Taiwan, I'm sure.
不晓得你知不知道，在美国这个文盲的那个率可能是很高的，甚至也许高过台湾。
And I'm one of those illiterates. I don't understand a word you're saying.
那我就是其中一份子，因为我完全不明懂你讲什么，你们讲什么。
But as we were singing this evening, I saw the two boys open the book here in front, and I didn't know whether they were singing in Chinese or in English, but it reminded me of when I was a boy their age.
当我们在唱歌的时候，前面有两个小男孩，他就打开书在那里唱，我不知道他唱中文还是唱英文，可是就提醒我，当我这样像他们这样大的年纪的时候。
Because I grew up in the Italian mission on the west side of Chicago.
因为我在芝加哥西部的那个一个意大利的一个教会里面长大。
And that mission was started by my mother, and all they talked was Italian.
那个教会是我母亲开始的，他们只是用意大利语。
And so I.Along with my friends, my age, we always had to make a decision when we went to church. Was it going to be broken English or broken Italian?
所以当我跟我的朋友去教会的时候，我们常常都要下一个决定，到底我们用那个一半一半的英文呢，还是一半一半的意大利文？
And so we would sing, and you'd hear Italian, you'd hear English, just like I heard Chinese tonight, and I heard English.
所以我们常常唱歌的时候，一般用英文，一般用意大利文，就好像今天我听的一样，又中文又英文。
And I was thinking while we were all singing, I said, well, why not just add another one? And I wanted to sing in Portuguese.
那我就想，哎，为什么我不要再加一种语言？我要用葡萄牙文唱。
I know one thing, the Lord isn't confused.
那我知道一件事，我们的主他不会混乱的。
My wife and I were in South Africa here during the month of December.
在十二月的时候，我跟我的太太在非洲。
And we were among the Zulus in Transkei.
我们在那个地方，在那些Zulu，在这些族人的当中。
we worshiped with them.
我们跟他们一起敬拜神。
And they introduced me to say a few words.
然后他们教我们几句话。
And when I got up, I said something to them, and they all laughed and started to clap.
那我站起来，我就跟他们讲了，然后不知道为什么，他们就大家都在大笑，然后在拍手。
I said, Kunkula kaya lapaya, Kunkula kaya lapaya, lapaya lapaya, Kunkula kaya lapaya. And their eyes got big and their mouths opened and they began to clap and laugh.
那我这样讲的时候，他们就睁大的眼睛，然后又笑又鼓掌。
Because somehow, when I was a little boy, a missionary came to our church and taught us a song in Zulu.
因为我在很小的时候，曾经有一个宣教士来到我们的教会，教我们唱那个Zulu的文的一个诗歌。
I wasn't sure that it was Zulu, so I crossed my fingers while I was singing it.
可是我不敢很确定到底我唱的是不是对的。And
when they started to smile, I knew I had the right language.
当他们听了就在那笑的时候，我就晓得我唱的是对的。
I wish God would give me the gift of tongues.
我真是盼望神给我有那个说方言的那个恩赐。And
then I would feel like a literate everywhere I go.
那这样的话，我不认到什么，我就觉得我不是一个文盲的人。
Now one thing, when we left South Africa, we went over to Brazil for a month.
当我们离开了南非洲，我们就跑到巴西去，去了一个月。
Well, when I began to preach, I tell you, I just walked back and forth on that platform, and I had no problem at all.
那当我在那里传道的时候，我就一点困难都没有，我就在上头走来走去这样讲。
So, many times, I pray, Lord, help me that I'll be able to communicate even if I have to use an interpreter.
那许多时候我就向神祷告，我说主啊，求主你帮助我能够真是向你跟你的儿女们有交通，虽然我需要透过一个翻译的人。
And so to you, Mary, 谢谢。
不要客气。
Okay. This evening I want to talk to you about the divine dialogue.
今天晚上我要跟大家分享一个我们跟神的一个交谈。And
there's something unique about the divine dialogue.
那个从神而来的这个交谈是非常的独特。It
always starts with God.
因为它常常是主动的，神自己开始的。We
never initiate a dialogue with God. He initiates it with us.
因为我们从来没有开始跟神说话，是他主动要跟我们说话。
Simply because this is the way God deals with his creatures.
因为这个就是神跟他的受造的物有来往的一个途径。
And whenever God talks, he always says something worthwhile.
神什么时候所讲的话，他所讲的话一定是非常的有价值。
There is no idle talk with God.
因为在神他没有讲一些不重要闲话。
And this evening, I want us to focus on four significant laws that God brings to our attention in his dialogue with us.
在今天晚上我盼望大家提到，就是他神跟我们交谈的时候，四个很重要的定律。And
for these four different laws, I want to refer you to four different scripture portions.
为着这四个定律，我要跟大家提起四段圣经。In
the book of Genesis chapter 3,
在创世纪的第三章,
we have the story of God calling out to Adam and to Eve, for that matter, and asking a very simple and yet serious question.
在这里所记载的是神呼召那个亚当还有夏娃，然后问他们一个非常严谨的一个问题。Now
you know the story of the creation. You know the content of chapters 1 to 11 of how God made man and how God created the world.
我相信大家都记得这个神创造的这个记载，你也记得从第一章到第十一章，神怎么样创造了人。God
didn't require anything of the animals that he created.
神所造的动物，他没有要求他们什么。He
didn't require anything of the stars that he threw out in the dark night sky.
他也没有向天空的星星要求什么。He
didn't require anything of the oceans.
他也没有向这个海洋要求任何的事,
nor of the vegetation.
也没有向植物界要求什么,
but when God made man,
但是当神造人的时候,
he made him in his own image.
他按照他自己的形象造人。
And the image of God in man is the personality that we have.
我们按照神的形象所造的，就是我们里面的这个人格。
For we are more than flesh and blood.
因为我们不只是血肉之体。
We have a spirit in us.
我们有灵在我们的里头。
We have the ruach of God or the breath of God.
我们有神的那个气。
And when God made us in His image, He made us so that we are persons, very different from animals and trees and stars.
当神造我们，按照他的形象造我们的时候，他造的我们是很特别，跟动物、跟植物、跟那些星星不一样。
And personality is characterized by the fact that we are self-knowing.
这个人格的特质就是我们可以知道我们自己。
We are self-determining.
我们也可以决定。
We have an awareness that we are different from each other.
我们能够体会到我们跟其他的人是不一样的。
I'm different from you, and you know that, and you are different from me, and I know that.
我跟你不一样，你知道，你也知道，你也跟我不一样。
We are as close to being like God without being God that God could ever make.
神所造的，唯有人是可以最相信神，最相似神。
Even the psalmist, you recall in the 8th Psalm, said, What is man that thou art mindful of him, for thou hast made him like God or a little lower than the angels?
好像诗篇第八篇诗人这说，人算什么？你竟顾念他，因为你把他造的只比天使小一点。Even
St. Paul speaks when he quotes the scriptures of the fathers. He speaks about we are as gods.
那保罗，使徒保罗他也写，他也引用旧约的圣经说，我们就好像神一样。
And it's not unfair that God requires something of you and me that He doesn't require of the rest of His creation.
所以神这样要向我们要求呢，并不是不公平的。
Simply because God gave us something that helps us to approximate the very image of God that He planted in us.
因为他造我们的时候，他已经放在我们里头有一个很特殊的东西，让我们可以相似他。
In essence, then, God wants us to be like Him.
所以主要来，简单来说，就是神愿意我们像他。
And He gave us all the equipment.
他给我们一切我们所需要的。
And so to Adam and Eve, He told them, You can eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but one tree you must not touch, and that is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以他就像亚当夏娃说，凡是院子里面所有的树上的果子你都可以吃，只有一棵就是枝上恶果子，树上面的果子你们不能吃。
And it's very interesting that when God spoke to this primitive early couple, He had to speak to them at the lowest level of relationship that a person could have with God.
你知道吗？是一件很奇妙的事。当神向这个人类第一对的夫妇讲话的时候，他必须按照他们的程度，用最简单的话，让他们明白他们与神的关系。This
basic primary level that God introduced to Adam and Eve was the level of obedience.
这一个在他们关系当中这个基础，神给他们介绍的，就是一个顺命的一个基础。
Just the way parents expect their children. One of the first laws that children are taught by their parents is to obey.
就好像父母对儿女的那个要求，父母对于儿女第一个最首先教导他们的，就是教导他们顺从。
And so in a sense, God is speaking to Adam and Eve as the representative of the human race at the earliest stages, the stage of immaturity, if you will.
所以另外我们也可以从另外一个角度看，神就是向着人类的代表来说话，在他们很不成熟的时候跟他们讲这样的要求。Saying
to them, I want you to obey me, and if you obey me, life is going to be easier for you.
等于对他们说，我希望我要你们顺从我，若是你们顺从我，你们的生活就会顺利。
If you disobey, you are going to come on hard times, or it's going to be difficult for you.
如果你不顺从的话，你就会遇到很多的困难。
There is a universal law built into the universe of human relationships that when we disobey, we suffer for it.
在普世好像有一个一定的定律，就是在人际的关系当中，若是我们不顺从，我们就要受到该有的报应。
And the primary law that God gives to his creation, to you and me, is that if we're going to be happy, we have to learn to obey him.
所以神给我们这些受造的一个最基本的律，就是这一个顺从的律，若是我们顺从，我们就有蛮有喜乐的生活。
And so the dialogue,
所以我们跟神的这个对话也就是这样。
The Lord initiates it in verse 9 of chapter 3. Where are you?
神在第三章的第九节，他开始这样一个对话，对他们说，你们在哪里？你在哪里？
Now this is a rhetorical question.
这是一个不要他们回答的一个 问话。
God knew where Adam and Eve were.
因为神其实原本就知道他们在哪里。
Oh, they were hiding.
他们躲藏起来了。
But in a sense, God's question goes deeper than what tree are you hiding behind?
事实上神的问题并不是说问你到底在哪一棵树后面躲着啊，神的问题有更深的意思。
He is saying, where are you in relationship to the law of obedience that I gave you?
神是问他，我给你的这个顺命的律，你现在到底在哪里？你跟这个律出了什么毛病？
Well, you know the story.
那你也
And I believe the story. I believe Genesis from beginning to end.
你也知道这里的记载，我也很相信这里所记载的，从头到尾创世纪都说。
I have no questions with the Bible.
我对于这本圣经我没有任何的疑问。
And I haven't taken any pages out of the Bible.
我也从来没有从任何一页把它拿去。
I don't understand some things.
虽然有一些事情我不完全明白。
But I believe in the God who gave it to us.
但是我相信那个把圣经赐给我们的神。
And I believe in Christ who came to reveal that God.
我也相信那一位来到世上把这一位神向我们显明的耶稣基督。
And if I believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, And if Jesus believed in the scriptures, then the scriptures are good enough for me.
如果我相信主耶稣是神的儿子，而主耶稣又相信这个圣经的话，那我觉得圣经对我就是宝贵的。
And so Adam said, here we are. We heard you coming, and so we hid ourselves.
亚当就说，我们在园中听见你的声音，我们害怕，所以就藏起来。
Do you see what happens when a law is given? The negative side, or the other side of that coin, is guilt when it is broken.
你看这个事情，当神把一个律给了我们，若是我们不听从啊，我们做那个相反的事，那是后果就是罪疚。
Saint Paul said, "I didn't know anything about sin until the law came."
使徒保罗说，律法没有到的时候，我不知道怎么是罪。
And when God gives a law, there is the happy side of it, and there is the sad side of it.
当神把一个律交给我们，有好的一面，也有痛苦的一面。
And that law can be bent for my good or for my destruction.
那这个律，神赐给我们的这个律，可以成为造就我的器皿，可是也可以成为毁灭我的器具。
It's as much as God giving a law and saying, I'm bringing it down to a point where you will determine which way that law is going to serve you.
就好像神说，我把这个律给你，然后你要决定，看看这个律对你到底要生什么样的果效。
Just as a child who disobeys his parents suffers, and of course if they know and have disobeyed intentionally, they feel guilty. You can't disobey unless you are aware that you are doing something wrong. If you're not aware, it's a mistake.
就好像一个孩子，若是他不听父母的话，他结果就要受责罚。若是他故意不听的话，他心中一定很不平安，有一个罪过感。
And so God says, here is a law. You abide by this law, and you will live in the garden and be happy.
所以神说，这个就是一个律。若是你守住这个律的话，你可以住在这个院中，你就会很快乐。
but to break the fundamental law of obedience, which is built into the very fiber of God's creation, means that we are going to suffer.
但是若是我们违背了神所赐我们这个一个最基本的这样一个律的时候，我们违背了，我们就要受责备。
And guilt comes when we have broken the law, and after guilt comes the consequences.
然后当我们违背这个律的时候，我们就有罪过感。 罪过感过了以后，我们也要受到刑罚。
What do guilty people usually do?
一个有犯了过错的人常常做些什么事呢？
Mary, it isn't my fault. It isn't my fault.
不是我的错啊，不是我的错啊。
The woman you gave me, it's her fault.
是你给我的那个女人，是她的错。
How many of you husbands blame your wives for things that you shouldn't do?
在我们当中有多少丈夫常常你做的那些不该做的事，你会怪你的妻子？
Well, in a way, she was to blame, wasn't she? She did. She was the first one to eat of that apple.
也许我们说实在，我们应该要怪夏娃，因为她是头一个吃这个果子的。
Come to think about it, if she hadn't eaten of that apple, I think Adam had sense enough not to have eaten of it.
也许如果她没有吃的话，也许她的丈夫不会吃。
I sound like somebody you know, don't I?
我这样讲就好像对你来说是很熟悉的话，是不是？
Whenever we feel guilty for doing something wrong, we find somebody to blame.
什么时候我们知道我们做错了事，我们往往就找一些人，我们怪着他们。
I used to blame my big sister.
我常常以前是怪我的姐姐。
And I remember my brother would blame his sister, and my sister would blame her other brother.
那我就记得我的弟弟嘛，又要怪另外一个姐妹，我的妹妹又怪另外一个兄弟。
It isn't my fault, it isn't my fault. She made me do it, he made me do it, and we blame each other.
我们总是说不是我的过错啊，他让我这样走，所以我们就彼此怪着。
And you notice God didn't say, all right, if she's responsible, Eve, why did you do that? I'm going to punish you. He didn't do that.
那你留意，神听了，神并没有说啊，好了，夏娃，我要罚你，因为你这样做错了。神没有这样做。
God lays the responsibility of our decisions right with us, and there is no one to blame but ourselves.
神让我们明白我们所做的选择责任在于我们自己，不能够怪着任何的人。
And in a sense, every one of us here tonight determines our destiny.
从一个角度来看，我们当今天在座的每一位，我们都决定我们以后终极的这个方向。
Your happiness and your sadness depends pretty much on you.
你要快乐的过活呢，或是你要很忧愁的过活，完全是决定在于你自己。We
can't blame the preacher.
我们不可以怪传道人。We
can't blame our spouse.
我们也不可以怪我们的配偶。Can't
blame our friends.
也不可以怪我们的朋友。In
the end, every one of us has a judgment within our own lives that we have to live with.
至终是我们自己必须要做一个决定。So
when God speaks to us, He speaks to us about a fundamental issue, and that's the first issue. Are you ready to obey me?
所以当神向我们说话的时候，他告诉我们一个很基本的一个问题，这个问题就是你是不是愿意顺从我？
And as Adam represents the human race, so every human being that comes into the world hears the same law.
因为亚当代表整个人类，所以每一个来到世界上面的人都听到同一个神的律。It's
the law of obedience.
就是顺从的律。For
that law will bring us to God, or it will crush us.
这个顺从的律，它可以带我们到神那里，否则的话，它就要毁灭我们。In
a sense, what God is saying is, what are you going to do with my will for your life?
你好像是神这样问我们，到底我的心意，我对你的心意，你要怎么样办呢？
Will you obey and do as I want you to do, or will you do as you want to do?
你要不要顺从我，按照我的心意行呢？或是你要按照你自己的心意去行？
And that's where a lot of young people, especially, fall and are crushed. They're not ready to do what God wants them to do.
许多的年轻人跌倒受到损伤，就是因为他们没有预备好要顺从神的心意去行。
It's a question of simple obedience.
是一个很简单的一个问题，就是我们愿不愿意顺服。
Now this is a simple story here. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But God keeps saying to all of us, don't do this and don't do this. Do this instead and do this. And it's a question whether or not we're going to listen to God.
这个记载是很简单。事实上，神在我们一生里面常常问我们要我们做这些，不做那些，最终就是问我们愿不愿意顺从他。
And once we are willing to obey God,He takes us to another law.
当我们愿意顺从他的时候，他带领我们到另外一个律。
Yes, Lord, I will obey you. Now that basic law is settled.
但是主啊，我愿意顺从你，这一件事解决了。
A second law then comes to play in our lives.
然后在我们的生命里面有第二个律。
And this is the law of faith.
这个是信心的律。
And the law of faith is built, it's based upon the basic law of obedience.
这个信心的律是以顺从的律为基础的。
We cannot have faith in God until first of all, we obey Him.
若是我们不顺从他的话，我们总不能信靠他。
In the 12th chapter of Genesis,
在创世纪的十二章
verses 1 to 9,
从第一到第九节
we have the story of Abraham.
我们有这个关于亚伯拉罕的记载。
And I want to read just the first and second verses to you.
我刚刚要读。
Or rather the first three verses.
第一到第三节。
Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you.And him who curses you I will curse, and by you all the families of the earth shall bless themselves.
创世纪第十二章第一到第三节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你族夫的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
Notice in verse 4.First part of that sentence.
你注意第四节开始的那一句话。
So Abram went as the Lord had told him.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
Here is simple obedience.
这个就是很简单的一个顺命。
Now do you remember in the book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter?
你记不记得在希伯来书的第十一章?
It says that Abraham left his country and went Not knowing where, only knowing that God had called him.
那你记载说亚伯兰离开他自己的本地本族，他不知道要去哪里，只知道父召他的神要带领他。
And the writer of the Hebrews says, by faith Abraham went.
希伯来书的作者这样说，亚伯拉罕因信就去了。
There is another law then that once we have learned the primary.Relationship that God wants to establish with us, another law comes into play, that of faith in Him.
所以当我们明白了一个顺服的这个基本的律以后，我们就要另外一个律，就是信靠我们的神，信心的律。
I like to think that in chapter 12 is where the kingdom of God is established.
我常常想在创世纪第十二章，神的国度是从这里开始。
Abraham becomes the father.Of Israel.
亚伯拉罕成为以色列的一个祖先。
And all through the Bible, we read of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Well, the kingdom of God is wherever God's will is allowed to take place.
我们在圣经里常常听到天国、神国。神的国度在到底在哪里呢？凡是在那个地方，神的心意越受到人的尊重的，那就是神的国。
Jesus said, the kingdom of God is among you.
耶稣说，神的国就在你们中间。
Meaning, here I am. I am doing the will of the Father. And wherever anyone is doing the will of God, the kingdom of God is there.
等于主耶稣说，我就在这里，我现在是成就，现在在成就这个父神的心意。凡是神的心意在成就的，那里就有神的国度。
The kingdom of God is here tonight.
今天晚上神的国就在我们中间。
It is among us.
在我们的当中。
Because Christ is among us.
因为主耶稣在我们当中。
But then the word says the kingdom of God is within you.
但是主又说 神的国在你的里面。
This is the law of faith in responding to the will of God for us.
这个在我们里面的这个，就是当我们用信心来回应神对我们说的话。
So there are two laws. The law of simple obedience. That's the first and primary relationship.
所以我们提顺从父母的时候，他们也同时信靠他们的父母。
So what I'm saying is, you cannot be living by faith if you are not obeying God.
换一句话说，若是你不再顺服神的话，你并不再过一个信心的生活。
Obedience comes first.
顺服是首先。
And when I have learned to obey God,and see that His law is righteous and perfect, then I have no difficulty having faith in Him.
当我学习了是顺从神，然后发现他的话语、他的教训都是完整的、是公义的，当然我就毫无问题的信靠他。
But anybody who begins to walk with God soon finds out that there's always something more in that walk with God.
可是只要有人他开始这样子与神同行的话，他就发现除了那两个律还有其他的东西。
This brings me to the third law.
这个就是我要讲的第三个律。
The law of service.
侍奉的律。
And this is found in the third chapter of Exodus.
这个是记载在出埃及记的第三章。
Exodus chapter 3 verses 1 to 14.
出埃及记第三章第一到第十四节。
And you know this story too.
我相信你也很熟悉这里的记载。
Here is a man who was running away from God.
这里有一个人，他曾经要躲避神。
Moses had fled Egypt, and now he was up in the deserts of Midian.
摩西他逃离了埃及，现在在米甸的旷野。
Moses was an Israelite.
摩西他是一个以色列人。
Here was a man who belonged to the people of God.
他是属于神的百姓的。
And God always has a noble task for everyone who belongs to His household.
凡是属于神的人，他都给他们有一个非常尊贵的使命。
God doesn't want any of His children doing anything less than the best.
神并不愿意他的儿女做一些次好的事，他要我们做最好的事。
Moses was in hiding.
可是摩西他当时候是躲藏起来。
He was afraid.
因为他惧怕。
He was happy to take care of sheep.
他宁愿看羊。
Leading sheep around across trying to find pasture with his tall staff.
拿着一个杖带领这些羊群去找草羊。
And the Lord said,
主对他说,
I have a bigger job for you, Moses.
他说摩西我有更要紧的工作要给你做。
You ought to be leading more than sheep.
你要带领的不是羊。
I don't want you leading dumb animals around. I want you to lead human souls.
我不要你只是带领这些动物，我愿意你带领人。
And it's so easy for us to be satisfied doing the mediocre and less than what God really wants us to do.
你知道吗？我们人是很容易一下就满足，要做一些不是最好的，是次好的，我们就满足。
And we need an encounter with God right here, just as Moses had.
但是就在今天晚上，我们实在需要遇见我们的神，就好像当年摩西一样。
And so God comes on very dramatically.
神就很戏剧化的就向摩西显现。
He starts burning a tree right in front of him.
在摩西的面前，在那里烧。
But the tree wasn't consumed.
可是呢，有火在烧，但是那个树又没有被烧着。
Now that's one way to get somebody's attention.
当然，这也是要人注意的一个方式了。
By the way, how did God get your attention?
我要请问你，神怎么样可以使你去注意他呢？留心他的话呢？
Maybe God had to do that because Moses was dull.
也许神要这样向摩西显现，因为摩西已经有一点昏昏沉沉。
You know, there's some people you have to hit with a 2x4 to get their attention.
你知道吗？有一些人你就是需要打他，然后他才会注意。
It could be that God knew that he would have an argument, and so he had to reinforce the encounter with a miracle.
也许神知道这个摩西要跟他辩，所以他要用神迹来加强他的话。
There is another law that's built into the economy of God.
在神关乎神的事里面还有另外一个律。
Nobody who belongs to the household of faith can afford to be idle.
在神家里的没有一个人可以懒惰的,
or doing anything less than the best that God has for them.
或者不做神要他做的事。
And God calls Moses and he gives him the law, which is the law of service.
在这里神就呼召摩西把侍奉的律给他。
Nobody is going to belong to the kingdom of God and get by easy. There are no free lunches with God.
没有一个属于天国的人可以马马虎虎的就过一生，因为在神那里没有白白的吃饭。
Everybody has a job who belongs to the kingdom of God.
每一个属于神国度的人都有一个工作。
And it's a job that fits your personality.
而且神的这个工作是对你最恰当的。
God wants you to do your thing.
神愿意你去做你的那件事。
Now, that isn't what it says in the Bible. They didn't use that phrase in the Bible in those days.
那当然圣经不是用这样的字句哦。
But God wanted Moses to do his thing.
但是神实在是愿意摩西去做他要做的事。
And God wants you to do your thing.
同样的，神也要你做你该做的事。
There's a place for everybody.
在神的国度里面，每一个人都有他该有的岗位。
God doesn't want idle hands at his table.
神不愿意在他的桌前有懒惰的手。
Neither does he want dumb lips.
他也不愿意我们有一个哑巴。
This was the case with Jeremiah in the first chapter that our young brother here referred to.
我们弟兄刚刚提的耶利米，他在第一章的时候就是提到这一件事。
God called Jeremiah to be a prophet, and he said, "Oh Lord, I can't talk. I stutter."
那神呼召耶利米做先知，但是耶利米说：“对不起，我不能说话。”
God said, "Who made your mouth?"
神说：“谁造你的口？"
If I call you, I'll enable you.
如果我呼召你，我就使你能够讲。
And if God calls you to do a task, He's going to enable you to do it.
所以如果神呼召你去做一件事，他必定要使你能够做成。
Be sure it's God calling you to do the task.
最要紧的，你就要清楚是神呼召你去做。
And Moses thought the Lord had really made a mistake here.
摩西以为神是做错了。
I think you have the wrong person, Lord.
他说：“主啊，我想你搞错了，大概你不是要找我。”
I stutter.
因为我不会说话的。
My big brother here, he has the gift of gab.
但是我有一个哥哥，他很会讲话。
I really think you mean Aaron, don't you?
我相信你原来是要找亚伦啊，是不是？
Lord, how about so and so? You really don't want me to do that. Let George do it.
哦，常常我们也向主说，主啊，那个人是你要找的，不是。
And it's so easy for us to sit in an air-conditioned church, in the Chinese Community Church in Mount Healthy, and feel quite healthy about it.
然后就很容易，我们就坐在这个有冷气的一个礼拜堂，我们觉得啊，我们很舒服了。
And watch everybody else sweat it out.
然后看每一个人都在那里流汗。
Isn't the Lord whispering something to you?
主有没有向你说一些话呢？
God has something for everyone in the household of faith.
神为着在他的家里每一个人都有一份他要做的事。
And you know the arguments that went back and forth here.
那你就晓得摩西跟神他这个辩论。
Moses was a tough customer.
摩西实在很不容易跟他讲。
How do you say tough customer in Chinese? You,
I don't know.
You don't, did you tell him that? All right. Okay. But he was a tough one.
他实在是一个很不容易讲通的一个顾客。
Just about like some of you, maybe?
也许就像我们当中有一些人。
And the Lord is saying, Bill, John, and whatever Chinese names there may be here.
主可能就在现在就向我们说话。
And he said, "Hi, Lord, you mean this person here, you mean this person."
是不是我们常说，主啊，你是要叫他，不是叫我。
And the Lord says, "No, it's you."
主说不是，是你。
Moses, I never make any mistakes.
摩西，我从来不会搞错的。
And then he said something to him. It's not in the Bible, but it should be there.
然后神就向摩西说一些话，虽然没有记载在那里，是应该。
He said, "Moses."
他说摩西。
There are no dead end streets where I lead you.
当我带领去那条路，一定是没有说不能出来的，不是一个死的。Moses,
I won't take you down a blind alley.
摩西，我不会带领你到一个绝路去。Trust
me.
你要信靠我。
And so, it is hard. It is hard to do God's will if you don't have faith and if you're not obedient. And Moses was having difficulty at those two points.
你知道我们要行神的心意，若是我们没有信心，没有顺服，实在是很困难。那摩西当时就缺乏这两样。
And the whole balance of Moses' future and the future of Israel was right there within this one man's heart.
你知道整个以色列族的将来还有摩西的将来就关系在这个人心中的意念。
Moses could have chosen that day to stay there and take care of sheep and shrivel up and die in the desert.
摩西在那一天他可以拣选停留在米甸的旷野那里医生看羊，就这样过的他一生。
And his name never would have appeared in the Word.
那当然，他的名字也永远不会在圣经里出现。
We never would have had that dramatic finger writing of God on the tablets on Mount Moriah.
我们也不会有神用他的手指头在石板上把他的诫命交托给摩西。
We never would have had the great story of the deliverance of Israel out of Egypt.
我们永远也不会听到神如何的奇妙拯救以色列人出埃及的那件事情。
And 3 million people never would have seen the Canaan land.
然后有300万的人永远也没有机会会看见迦南地。
Let me say to you that when God calls us to serve Him, He has an exciting, adventuresome life for us.
让我告诉你，若是神呼召我们去侍奉他，他为我们预备的是一个非常宝贵、非常满有像探险一样的稀奇的奇妙的。
When the Lord called me to preach, I was in high school.
当我在中学的时候，神呼召我去做一个传道人。
I was a little Italian boy.
我只是一个年纪轻轻的意大利的小男孩。
I was embarrassed because my parents couldn't speak English.
我常常因为我的父母不懂英文，我就觉得很难为情。
I went home, and at home we talked Sicilian.
当我回家的时候，在家里我们就讲家乡话，西西里话。
Went out to play on the streets, we talked English, and in school, English.
当我在街上玩的时候用英文，到学校的时候也是用英文。
I had a complex because I belonged to a subculture, an ethnic group.
我实在心里面觉得一个很复杂，因为我是属于好像另外一个文化的。
In fact, I even wanted to drop the last 3 vowels off my name. Instead of Manoia, Man. Wow, wouldn't that be great? Jimmy Man.
我甚至于希望把我的名字就是除去三个的母音。若是我的不叫 Manoia, 就叫 Man, 那不是很好吗？这个名字很简单。
But I had a godly mother.
但是我有一个很敬虔的母亲。
I learned all these stories in another language.
所以我从小就在从我母亲那里听到这些事，但是在用意大利文听的。
Every night at my mother's knee, she'd tell those beautiful stories.
每一天晚上就在我的母亲的膝前，她就把这一些很奇妙的事告诉我。
And when I would come home, 11:30 and 12 o'clock at night, from selling newspapers during the Depression, my mother would be waiting on the porch for me.
然后晚上，有的时候我从卖报纸回来。11:30, 12:00，我母亲就会在那个外头等我。
In fact, I was so tired that when I went to school the next morning, I'd sleep half through the classes.
常常我好疲倦，第二天当我上学的时候，一半的时间我都是在睡觉。
That's why I failed a grade.
所以我就有一班我就不及格了。
I thought it was a millennium when I graduated from grade school.
当我从小学毕业的时候，我以为已经过了1000年了。
And when I graduated from high school, I thought I was going to be raptured.
然后当我从中学毕业的时候，我想我应该被主提升了。
I thought it was a millennium when I graduated from grade school.
当我从小学毕业的时候，我以为已经过了1000年了。
And when I graduated from high school, I thought I was going to be raptured.
然后当我从中学毕业的时候，我想我应该被主提升了。
I never dreamed.That God would take a little Italian boy on the west side, didn't even know how to use a handkerchief, we just used our sleeves.
我从来没有梦想，神会呼召一个在芝加哥西部的这样一个男孩子，从来连手绢也不会用，用的就是我的袖子。
And I always wished I had a good Anglo name like Smith or Miller or Jones.
我常常就羡慕我的名字不是意大利文，乃是些英格兰文，比如说 Smith 啊、Jones 啊这些名字。
But I've discovered now that those are kind of cheap names.
但是我现在就发现那些名字只是太普遍了。
In fact, it takes two Smiths to make a cough drop. You've heard of Smith Brothers, Smith and Smith, and Johnson and Johnson. It takes two to make a Band-Aid.
你知道吗？就是连一滴的咳药，你需要有两个 Smith Brother 才可以造成一滴的咳药。
But I'll tell you, there's nobody else has my name in this country.
但是我可以告诉你，这个国家还没有别人有我这样的名字。
And Mary, I'm unique.
我告诉你，我是很独特的。
You looked at me as though you didn't believe me.
I believe you.
But when I was a senior in high school, the Lord called me to preach.
神呼召我做一个传道人，就是在我高中要毕业的那一年。
Obedience was no problem with me because I learned that from a child.
对我来说，顺服不是一个困难，因为我从小就学习。
I always did what I felt God wanted me to do.
我一直都是按照神愿意我所照的去行。
Faith, I had as much faith as that young mind of mine could have.Because I learned it from a mother who herself exercised it so greatly.
至于信心吗？就是按照我这个年龄，我也觉得我有足够的信心，因为我是从母亲那里学习。
And when the Lord said, Jimmy, I want you to be a preacher, no problem.
当神呼召我说 ,Jimmy, 我要你做一个传道人，我觉得没问题啊。
I thought it was a privilege.
我觉得那是好大的权利啊。
And I hear so many seminarians where I teach and college students and others who say they struggle and they're still struggling and they're fighting God, they don't want to be a preacher. Well, what's wrong with being a preacher?
可是呢，我就常常听见一些神学院的学生或是一些大学生讲，他们在那里与神争竞啊，争竞啊，因为不想做传道人啊。为什么呢？我觉得很奇怪。
You would think that being a preacher was some kind of a sickness.
你听起来好像就要做传道人是要得病还是怎么一回事？
Oh, I know that.Being a preacher means you have to be poor.
那当然了，做传道人你就可能很贫穷。
You have to be humble.
你必须要谦卑。
You have to smile when you don't feel like smiling.
有的时候你不觉得要笑的时候，你还是要笑。
And you have to eat in people's homes when you don't want to go and eat in people's homes.
有的时候你要在别人家里吃饭，虽然你不愿意这样。
You have to open up your house and let people come into your house.
那你又开放你的家，让别人进来。
And you have to loan your car when somebody wants to borrow it.
如果有人要借用你的车子，你也必须借给他。
And you have to loan money, knowing you're never going to get it back.
你要借钱给人，也许你知道你不会再来。
Oh, being a preacher is horrible.
所以你说做传道人啊，好难。
Well, that's the way it used to be.
以前的确是这样。
We had a lady in my first church where I went, way back in 19, when I graduated from seminary.
当我从神学院毕业的时候，我记得在我们教会有一位姐妹。
And she said, Lord, you keep the preacher humble and we'll keep him poor.
她说主啊，你必须要保守这个传道人，要他谦卑，我们呢就要负责让他贫穷。
Interesting thing. God succeeded, and so did they.
她说神也成功了，他们也成功了。
But when God says, Jimmy, I want you to preach, I said, sure, Lord, I thought it was a privilege.
但是当神这样呼召我的时候，说我要你做传道人，我说当然了，当然了，这是好大的权利啊！
I never could figure out why people struggle over being a preacher.
我从来也想不通为什么有人神要他做传道人，他还要在那里争。
That's why this man Moses bothers me.
所以这个摩西，我也是想不通他。
He must have had another agenda.
也许真是在他的心中另外有一个计划。
He had an axe to grind.I tell you, I could have shriveled up as a little dead-end dago in Chicago.
你知道吗？我很可能就在芝加哥就这样无声无色的就过去了，一生这样过去了。
How did you say dago?
Okay.
But that's what they used to call us, slurs. I could have lived and been like the rest of those fellas that I grew up with. Almost every one of them is divorced, and half of them are dead.
And
here's a little kid who wasn't sure he'd graduate from grade school.
可是同时也有一个孩子, 他也不知道他可不可能从小学毕业。
And God says, Jimmy, I got some big things for you.
但是神说, Jimmy, 我给你一个很大的一个计划。
And the only way I was able to realize that is the law of obedience and faith and willing to serve.
那我能够成全这样一个计划, 这只有顺从, 信靠, 愿意侍奉他。
I never dreamed that God would do with me what he has.
我从来没有梦想到, 神会在我的生命里造成他所做的事。
I never thought I'd ever get out of Melrose Park.
我想我从来也不会离开就是我长大的那个地方。
My, how God has blessed me, and I've preached in every mission field of our denomination.
但是神实在大大的祝福我, 在我们的教会里面, 这是每一个, 区, 我都在那里传过道。
And now, when I say my name, I say Manoia.
现在我叫我的名字呢, 我非常的觉得光荣, 我说 Manoia。
And so people know how to spell it, I say M-A-N-N, and I stop, O-I-A.
所以他们不知道怎么拼吗? 我就清楚地告诉他们。
And they still don't know how to spell it.
可是他们常常还是不知道怎么拼。
But the law of service, my dear friends, don't cheat yourself.
他说,亲爱的朋友,你千万不要欺骗你自己。
God wants to take that staff in your hand.
因为神愿意拿着他手上的杖。
And instead of kicking up dust in the desert,
不是要我们好像就在沙漠那里,就像这个摩西在沙漠那里,只是在看样。
He wants you to split the water.
他要我们拿着神的权柄,
and open up an impossible sea.
而去做一些奇妙的事, 甚至于红海也要分开。
He wants you to strike a rock.
他愿意我们去敲打石头。
And bring fresh, sweet water.
然后可以带出那些新鲜的,甜的水。
He wants you to take whatever you have in your hand and bring manna from heaven and bring a pillar of fire and cloud and lead the people through a weary land.
他愿意你拿着你手中所有的, 啊, 你可以带上天上的粮食, 然后把一些困苦需要帮助的人领导他们。
Whenever God speaks in dialogue with us, it's because he has something worthwhile to tell us.
凡是当神要跟我们说话的话, 这时候是因为他有很重要的事情要告诉我们。
Finally, let's go over to the New Testament.
最后我们要看一处在新约的圣经。
And the last chapter of the Gospel of John, chapter 21.
约翰福音的最后一章就是第21章。
I'm not going to read the portion, but it's found in verses 9 through 19.
我不会细读了, 但是这一段是在21章的第9到第19节。
To Adam and Eve, it's the law of obedience.
对亚当跟夏娃来讲是一个顺服的律。
To Abraham, it's the law of faith.
对亚伯拉罕来说是一个信心的律。
To Moses and Jeremiah and others, it is the law of service.
对摩西对耶利米来说就是一个侍奉的律。
But one day, God came in human flesh.
但是有一天神成了人来到这个地上。
And he lived among men.
然后他活在人的当中,
Jesus Christ gathered a handful of disciples around him.
就是主耶稣基督, 他也召聚了一群的门徒跟随着他。
And after 2.5 years, he wasn't quite sure where they stood in relationship to him.
过了2年半以后, 他也不晓得这些门徒, 他们到底站立在怎么样立场上。
Wherever they went, they would be arguing among themselves as to who would be the greatest.
为什么呢? 因为当他们在一起的时候, 有个时候他们会变, 在分辨谁是最大的, 在争论。
Can you imagine this? Disciples following Jesus, arguing as to who is going to be the greatest.
你能够想象吗? 这些跟随耶稣的人, 居然彼此也争论, 谁是最大的。
And now Jesus is here with his disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
在这里记载是主耶稣就在加利利的海旁,
Early in the morning,
在一起, 在很早的时候,
Jesus has prepared a breakfast.
主耶稣已经为他们预备了早饭,
and the disciples come in from their fishing.
然后这些门徒从他们打鱼回来,
and he says, Fellas, I've prepared your breakfast. Come and eat.
他就说, 你们来啊, 我已经为你预备好早饭, 你们来吃。
And while they were all together,
当他们在一起的时候,
Jesus turns to the man who did the most talking, Peter.
耶稣就对那个常常说的最多话的这个彼得讲。
And in a sense, Peter was a symbolic representative of all the disciples.
其实我们也可以说彼得他是代表了所有这些门徒。
And Peter was the one who said, Lord, if everybody deserts you, abandons you, you can count on me.
彼得就是那个曾夸口说若是大家都离弃你的话我不会离弃你。
And the Lord was very disappointed that Peter denied his Lord, Judas betrayed him, and all the disciples went away.
但是彼得就三次否认主，还有犹大出卖了耶稣，而其他的门徒通通都跑掉，所以我们的主也是非常的失望。
He died on the cross of a broken heart.
我们可以说他死在十字架上的时候，他的心是非常的伤痛。
He rose from the dead.
当他从死里复活。
But even after the resurrection,
但是就是在复活以后，
there was pain in his heart and a broken heart.
他心中还是伤痛的。
And this was over the fact that he had spent 2.5 years with these men, and he wasn't quite sure if they really loved him.
因为虽然他曾经跟他们在一起2年半， 他还不敢确定这些人的立场到底是怎么，他们是否真的爱他。
Now the children have grown up.
现在我们就可以说这些好像孩子一样，他们长大了。
To the infant, it's the law of obedience. Don't do this, don't do this, do this.
对一些小小的孩子来说，就是一个顺服的律，你不要做这些，不要做那些。
To the adolescent, it's have faith. Have faith in your father. Have faith in me.
对一个少年人来说，就是说你要有信心，你要信靠你的父亲，你要信靠我。
To that young man, that young woman going out into life, go out and serve God. Serve Him because you obey Him and because you have faith in Him. And give your energy to God.
对于那个年轻人，神就说，你要出去，你要侍奉你的神，因为你已经顺服他，你已经信靠他，你现在要出去，把你的力量献给他，服侍他。
And now in adulthood,
现在对一个成年的人,
the ultimate question is,
最终的问题就是这样,
do you love me?
你爱我吗?
This is the law of love.
这个就是爱的律。
The law of obedience, the law of faith, the law of service, the law of love.
顺服的律，信心的律，侍奉的律，还有爱心的律。
And it's interesting, we can obey God, and we can have faith in God, and we can serve God, but we can do it with a grudging heart.
是很稀奇的一件事，我们可以顺从神，可以信靠他，甚至于可以服侍他。 可是呢，我们可以做这一切，心里满了埋怨。
You see, Adam and Eve would not understand if God had said to them back in Genesis 3, Do you love me? They wouldn't know what he's talking about.
你知道吗，在亚当夏娃那个时候，若是神问他，你们爱我吗？他们当时一定不会明白。
But these disciples, these adults, they saw God with their eyes, they touched him with their hands in the person of Jesus. They can love somebody like that.
但是这一些门徒，他们曾经有2-3年的时间，亲眼看见神，也亲手摸过他，跟他生活在一起，他们实在能够爱他。And
so he says, Do you love me more than these?
所以他就问，你爱我比这一些更多吗？
It's interesting, we don't know what Jesus meant when he asked Peter, Do you love me more than these? We don't know.
我们常常读这句话，当主耶稣问，你爱我比这些更深吗？ 其实我们不太明白主耶稣到底是讲些什么。
Some people think, Do you love me more than Philip and Thomas and James and Peter or John?
有一些人以为主是问彼得，你爱我是不是比其他的门徒爱我更多啊？
We don't know if that's what he meant.
可是我们不敢确定这个是不是主的心意。
Some commentators believe that Jesus meant, Do you love me more than the fish and the nets and the boats?
有一些圣经学者就以为耶稣是问他， 彼得，你爱我比你爱这些鱼啊、渔网啊、那条船啊更多吗？
We don't know what Jesus meant, but I can tell you this. Peter knew what Jesus meant.
我们不知道主耶稣的心意是什么，可是我可以肯定说，彼得自己晓得。
And you, my friends, have come to adulthood in the community of God,
And when Christ says, do you love me more than these, no preacher has to tell you what he means.
我们的亲爱的朋友，你在主里面已经是成人了。若是主问你，你爱我比这些更深吗？没有传道人需要告诉你到底讲的这些是什么。
Peter says, sure, Lord, of course I love you.
彼得说，当然了，主啊，我爱你。
He said, feed my sheep.
那主说，你喂养我的羊。
And then he asked him a second time.
然后主又第二次问他。
He said, Simon. And he uses this throughout. Simon, do you love me?
他就说 ,Simon, 你爱我吗?
And while it's not in the Bible, I do believe that this was going on in Peter's mind.
虽然圣经没有记载，但是我相信彼得心中一直这样想。
Because in John chapter 1, verse 42, Andrew brings his brother Peter and says, we've met the Messiah, and Jesus says, your name is Simon, son of John, your name shall be Petros, Peter.
因为在约翰福音但是很奇怪，在这最后一章，当主快要离开他们回到天父的时候，主称呼他为西门，他原来的个名字。
And I could hear him say, Lord, how come you're calling me by my old name? Why don't you call me Peter?
我几乎可以听见彼得这样讲，主啊，为什么你叫我旧的那个名字？为什么你不叫我彼得呢？
Don't you remember, Lord, you told me my name was going to be Peter, now you're giving me my old name.
你忘记了吗？是你一次给我的这个彼得，为什么你现在用我旧的那个名字？
Jesus steps back and says, you've gone back to the old life and so the old name.
耶稣退后一步说，是啊，你回到你原来的那个生活里，所以我就叫你旧的名字。
You may have known Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but perhaps you've gone back to doing things you know you ought not to be doing. You cannot carry that new name that Jesus gave you.
也许你认识主耶稣基督做你个人的救主，但是你在生活上，你又回到你原来那个，你做那些主不喜欢你做的事，所以你就不能够再用主所赐给你这个新的名。
Because you recall after Jesus was buried, Peter says, I'm going back to fishing. And everybody said, we're going with you. Just going back. It's all over with, boys.
你记得当主被埋葬以后，彼得说，我要回去钓鱼。其他的人说，我们也来，好像就说，好了，完了，一切都完了。
My dear friends, it's never all over when God is involved with us.
我亲爱的朋友，我们必须知道，若是神进入了我们的生命，从来没有说完了这件事。
Because God will see to it that he'll find us wherever we are, and he'll open up a dialogue and start asking some very, very intimate questions.
因为不管我们在哪里，神都会把我们寻找到，然后他又会再一次开始问我们，与我们交谈。
And the most adult and the ultimate question that God can ever ask anyone is, do you love me?
然后神能够问任何一个人的最终的一句话，就是你爱我吗？
And the way we answer that question will either redeem us or crush us.
然后我们回复这一句话的方式可能救我们，不然的话就要毁坏我们。
Peter said, of course I love you, you know I love you.
彼得说，当然了，主，你知道我爱你。
And finally the Lord asked him a third time.
然后最后主第三次再问他。
It's interesting, some people think that Jesus asked Peter three times to make up for the three denials.
有一些人以为主问他三次，问彼得三次，是因为他曾经三次否认主。
Now Peter, you said no once, now say you love me. You said no twice, say you love me. You said no three times, say you love me.
就好像说彼得你曾经三次不认我，哦，那好了，你现在要三次说你爱我。
I don't believe that's why Jesus asked him three times.
我相信并不是这样，不是这个原因主问他三次。
Do you know why he asked him three times?
你知道为什么主问他三次呢?
If you were to read this scripture in the original language, you'll find out why.
如果你读到这个圣经的原文，你就知道为什么。
In the original language, Jesus says, "Do you agape me?"
因为在原文那里，主耶稣说，你爱我吗？那个爱是 agape.
And he was saying, "Yes, I'm very fond of you, phileo."
那彼得我就说，是啊，我很喜欢你，是另外一个字。
You see, the word that Jesus was using was, do you, and he held his hands out as much as to show what it meant. Do you love me with a commitment that you're willing to die for me?
其实主问他的那个说, 你爱我吗? 好像是你是不是愿意爱我,甚至于为我死, 是一个委身的爱。
That's agape love.
这个就是agape的这一个字。
And Peter was saying, I think a lot of you. I'm having a lot of fun going with you.
那彼得就是说, 哦, 我很喜欢你啊。
I'm very fond of you, phileo. It's a superficial love.
是一个很表面的爱。
And if I ever come home after being gone a couple weeks and say to my wife, honey, do you love me? And she says, oh, you'll do in a pinch. I wouldn't be happy with that. How do you say do in a pinch? Well, you know, you'll get it.
若是我出城呢，好几个礼拜，然后我回来，我就问我太太，你爱我吗？然后她说，哦，还可以。那当然，我不会很不高兴呢。Honey,
do you really love me? Oh, you can hang around the house.
然后我就说，你真是爱我吗？哦，你在家里我是蛮欢喜的。Do
you really love me? Oh, I'll love you a little more if you part your hair a little different.
她说，你爱我吗？哦，若是你把头发梳的另外一个方式，我可能更爱你。It
doesn't take Italian blood to want more love than that.
即使不是意大利人，也会希望有更多的爱，不是这样的爱。
And Peter was saying, I'm very fond of you. And it's interesting, in the original language, the third time that Jesus asked, he says, all right, have it your way. Are you fond of me?
很奇怪，在原文里，当主第三次问他的时候，主就用彼得所用的那个字，他说，好了，你真是喜欢我吗？
And I have an idea that Peter then began to cry again.
那我相信彼得听了以后，可能他又再一次哭了。
He probably said, Lord, you know I always blunder. I always make mistakes. I never have the right answer. You know me, Lord. Do something with me.
也许彼得就说，主啊，你知道我就是这样子，我常常犯错。你可怜我，你帮助我。
This is the ultimate law, the law of love.
这个是最后的一个律，爱的律。
Jesus tells him, feed my sheep.
然后主耶稣就对他说，你喂养我的羊。
And then he goes on to tell him, when you were young, you walked wherever you wanted to, but when you get old, you're going to be carried where you would not go. Speaking of how Peter was going to die.
然后主耶稣继续跟他讲说，你少年的时候，你随意往来，可是到你年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到你不愿意去的地方。
As much as to say someday, you'll have a chance to prove how much you love me.
好像说有一天你就会有机会要证明你是怎么样爱我。
And the story is told that in the days when the Christians were in Rome and were being persecuted,
教会的传统讲到，当那个时候在罗马，基督徒被受逼迫的时候，教会受逼迫的时候，
the Christians urged Peter to flee from Rome for his life.
很多基督徒要请彼得离开罗马。
And while Peter was fleeing out of the city of Rome, heading south on the old Appian Way,
当彼得他离开这个罗马城往南走的时候，
he thought he saw a figure coming up from the south that looked somewhat familiar.
他好像看从对方来的一个人，这个样子好像是他熟识的。
And the closer that figure got, the more Peter felt strange, as though he knew that person.
当这个人来的越来越近的时候，彼得就觉得好像他认识这个人。
And it wasn't very long that he said, oh, I know that man. It's the Lord himself.
不久他突然想到，哎呀，他说我知道这个是谁啊，这个就是主啊。
And right there on the spot, Peter cupped his hands to his mouth. And he said, Domine, quo vadis? Meaning, sir, where are you going?
然后彼得就放着手在嘴里就这样说，说先生啊，你去哪里？
And Jesus spoke up and said, Peter, I'm going back into Rome with you to die with you.
耶稣就对他说，我现在要回到罗马城跟你一起死。
And when Peter turned around and went back and died on a cross, upside down, he said to his Lord, without mumbling a word,
Yes, I love you.
然后彼得就回头回到罗马去，他最后被钉死，可是倒过来钉的。当他被钉死的时候，他就很确定的、很肯定的对主说：“主啊，我爱你。”
That was agape love.
那个爱是一个全心全意、委身的爱。
Oh God wants to talk to every one of us, wherever we may be in our spiritual journey.
我相信，不管我们在我们的灵命是在什么样的地位，神今天愿意跟我们说话。
Perhaps tonight some of you are at that first primary simple law level of obedience.
也许今天晚上在我们当中有一些还在这个最基本的这个顺服的律的那个阶段。
You may be struggling and he is saying to you, where are you in relationship to obedience to me?
也许你还在争进，但是神要问你，到底在这个顺服的律你在哪里？
Some of you may be at that second level, the law of faith. Can you have faith in me that you'll go not knowing where, but knowing that I'm going with you?
也许我们当中有一些还在第二个阶段，就是信心的律。神要呼召你说，你愿不愿意去我带领你去的地方，虽然你不晓得是哪里。
Or there may be some of you at the level of that third law, will you serve me with whatever you have?Don't want somebody else's staff, but use yours. Will you do what I want you to do and go where I want you to go? And let me lift you to do something noble for God.
或者在我们当中也有一些人在第三个阶段，神要问我，你愿不愿意用我所赐给你的，你手中的那个杖来服侍我，让我做一些，为我做一些有尊荣的事。
Maybe, and maybe God has brought you to that last point and where you might still be struggling.Where alone with God, He looks into your life and says, Do you love me more than some of these things that you've gathered around yourself?
或者你已经到了第四个阶段，神在问你，他看着你，他会说，你是不是爱我比这些事更深呢？比这些你所拥有的东西更深呢？
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight.That you have been here with us.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你今天晚上与我们同在。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will sanctify the words and the thoughts that have come to us tonight.
我们求主的圣灵能够把今天你所赐给我们的话语，这些心思分别为圣。
Lord, we want our minds open.
主啊，我们愿意我们的心向你是敞开的。
We want our eyes open.
我们也愿意我们的眼睛是睁开的。
And this you can do for us.
主啊，你能够为我们成就。
But oh Lord, we are going to open our own hearts, for you cannot do this. We must do this ourselves.
但是主啊，我们必须要自己把我们的心敞开，因为你不能帮助我们。
We open our hearts to you right now.
主啊，我们现在就把我们的心向你敞开。
With our heads still bowed, I'm wondering if there are any here tonight who would want to slip up the hand and say, I need prayer tonight in my spiritual journey.
当我们仍然低头祷告的时候，不知道在我们当中有没有人心里这样说，主啊，我在我的属灵的灵晨里面，我需要你为我祷告。
I want to pray for all who raise their hand.
我愿意为所有举手的人。
By just slipping up your hand and putting it down, God bless you, yes.
你可以举手，然后就把它放下。
Are there others who slip up the hand? All right, okay. That's wonderful. Keep slipping them up. Fine. That's beautiful.
你举手，你好，可以放下来。感谢主。
Amen. I'm going to ask us that we all stand reverently,
with
our heads bowed.
让我们一同站起来。我们仍然低头。
I think there would be nothing more beautiful as we close this service than to see God's people move even as a body and come and stand before His presence here.
我想在我们结束今天的聚会以前，没有更美的事，只让神自己的儿女来到前面，站在神的面前。
I don't know what system you use in your fellowship.
我不知道在你们的教会你用什么样的方式。
But I like the way Billy Graham and many evangelists do when they invite people to come and stand in front for a word of prayer.
但是我很欢喜像哥培里他们邀请朋友来到前面, 然后我们一起祷告。
We're not going to sing or play just as I am, the way Billy Graham does.
我们不是要去唱, 那首, 哥培里布道会常唱的歌。
But we can step out and stand the way many people do to say, I do want you to pray for me.
但是我们实在可以离开我们的座位来到你的面前,
表示我们说, I'd like to close this service and offer a word of prayer for as many who want to come and stand right here across the front and face me.
所以我邀请弟兄姐妹, 你愿意的, 你来到面前, 我要用一个祷告来结束今天的聚会。
And so with our heads yet bowed, come, those of you who raised the hand, those of you who didn't raise the hand,
你已经举手的, 或是还没有举手的, 你愿意真是向主说, 主啊, 我需要祷告,
come
你就来,
and stand with me here and let me pray with you.
让我们一同一起的在神面前,
this will not save you if you're not a Christian.
当然这个, 如果你不是基督徒,
but you can open your heart if you're not a Christian and accept him right now.
但是你可以敞开你的心, 就在这一刹那,
you can open your heart and only you can if you want to get closer to God.
你也能够敞开你的心, 你愿意更亲近这一位主, 这一位神。
Or if you're struggling over God's will for your life, right here tonight, say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do.
若是你一直在挣扎, 你不愿意顺从神在你生命的心意, 你今天晚上就可以对他说, 主啊, 我愿意, 我来到你的面前。
Are there any others before I offer this prayer?
还有没有其他的人? 在我还没有祷告以前, 你可以来。
Amen. God bless you. Oh, young people, it's so important.
年轻人是何等的重要?
It's so important to give
your life early. 你把你自己的生命放在主的手里。
There's no more exciting way than to give yourself completely.
因为那是最宝贵的事情。
I'm going to pray for you now.
我现在要为你们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I lift these people who are standing here together with me into your presence.
天父, 我把这些站在前面的这些所有的弟兄姐妹带到你自己的面前。
Within every heart tonight, there is a different story.
在每一个人的心中都有不同的事。
Everyone is walking his and her own journey with you.
但是每一个人都是 走在他凌晨上面与你一起来同走。
And I pray that the Holy Spirit will help them right now as they too are praying to open up their heart completely, fully to God.
天父啊, 我恳求圣灵就在这一刹那, 帮助他们, 让他们每一个人完全敞开他的心来向着你。
Let the Spirit bring to their minds what they need to know.
让圣灵, 教导他们要知道的事。
Let the Holy Spirit make clear to them their needs.
让圣灵让他们明白他们真正的需要。
And by the help of the Holy Spirit, may they turn their needs over to you.
也求主圣灵帮助我们, 让他们把他们的需要带到圣灵的面前。
Help them to say in their hearts, My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine.
帮助他们能够从心里说, 我的主耶稣啊, 我爱你,
help them to turn their back on anything and everything that hinders them from doing God's will.
帮助他们离弃任何拦阻他们来行你心意的事。
And help them to lay hold by faith right now in this moment all of the promises of God to them.
帮助他们就在这一刹那要紧紧抓住神你所做的一切的应许。
Bring forgiveness in the lives of those who may be asking for forgiveness right now.
主啊, 他们也是需要你的赦免, 求主你就赦免他。
Bring assurance to those who are not sure of their relationship with you.
若是他们跟你的关系不是很确定的, 主你赐给他们有把握。
And bring the fullness of the Holy Spirit, sealing their relationship with God where that is needed.
神啊, 你也赐给圣灵, 要做他们真是与你之间的一个凭据。
And as they leave this sanctuary tonight, may they leave with peace in their hearts.
当他们今天晚上离开这里的时候, 让他们满有神你的平安。
And may they know that all is well between them and their Lord.
让他们很确实地知道他们与他们的主之间已经完全地和好。
Let your rich blessing be upon each of them in Jesus' name.
让你丰丰富富的恩典临到每一个人。 奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may return. And Pastor Chu, we'll turn the service back over to you.